Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. To get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Let's get a coronavirus update.
California is the first state in the nation to pass 3 million coronavirus cases. Los Angeles County has been hit particularly hard with over a million cases to date. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic much like a baseball game to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President-elect Joe Biden has announced a spending package that could take generations to pay back. USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the proposal.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
It's wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's conference championship games are Sunday. Buccaneers at the Packers and Bills at the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hear what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the plethora of interviews that we've done with all these expert guests, all with an objective of enlarging our intellectual capacity, right? We get viewpoints from people that know what they're doing, that have the expertise, as opposed to a lot of opinionating. You get a little bit of that because we need a little opinion just to make sure that we're having a conversation and it's back and forth and that we understand what it is that's being conveyed, but all done in hopes that you're all the better as a result. Like my old mentor used to say, that our job in communication was to elicit a positive emotional response. And hopefully that's what we're able to accomplish here, that with these guests and, you know, the topics that we're covering, you know, the full breadth. I mean, it is amazing. You know, we're so blessed to have such a breadth of experts that cover all these topics, whether it's issues of faith, things to do with the body politics, as we've been saying. Of course, my particular focus right now is relevant to politics, is that, you know, I think we need to have an assessment of it and say, hey, has it served us? Are we better as a result of the political environment, or are we worse off? You know, when I look at it and I see how we, you know, have been pitted against one another. And we've been, and this has been done by the prevailing forces here that want to control us. I mean, think about it, right? I mean, they don't want us to get along. They really don't want us to be united. You know, for their particular case, it's better that we are divided, because if we're divided, then we're easily conquerable, right? But when we're united, and united on the things that we can unite on, I mean, you know, we're a powerful force. There's, you know, time and again, America has proven that fact. Right now, in the political environment being what it is, we had one party during the primaries go out and present ideas clearly that were not that well received. You know, about 70%, and this is of their own party, about 70% of their own people said, that climate thing, and that's not high on our list. A Green Deal, you know, trillions of dollars, we don't get that either, especially when you're talking the kind of money that's going to be involved here, because, you know, something has to give. You cannot continue to spend the people's money and just think that, hey, just because there's checks in the checkbook, that there's money there to back it up. You know, it's insane. And this is what's happened. I mean, already we had to deal with COVID, an emergency situation. And look what it's done, you know, to our, you know, to our deficit. I mean, we're $27 trillion and counting. And sooner or later, also, because of all that money that's been printed up by the feds, I know that, you know, for some of you, you probably don't really realize until it comes upon you, but it's a thing called inflation, because we've got to pay that money back. I mean, you just can't print up money. You know, sooner or later, it's there's a day of reckoning that's coming. So that's kind of foreboding. That's out there right now. The other thing that kind of covers all this is interest rates being so low that, you know, it's like, OK, and this is why even with Donald Trump's a business guy and he sees free money. Oh, hey, why not? Why not? But the sad thing is if you had free money to deal with something constructive, not something like where you had to really, you know, defend the country. And I guess, thank God, it was free. It's free money to some degree that we were able to buttress up and will continue through this next administration to support the American people for the devastation that COVID-19 has, you know, been thrust upon us. And it is very sad when you think about, at least I think it's devastating to think of all these entrepreneurs, these dreams. And, you know, in some cases, you know, the family businesses that have been, you know, vital to communities and vital for their own families and that are no more and may never come back. I don't know about you, but that it really breaks my heart because I know what it's like being a businessman and an entrepreneur myself. I love ideas. I love the challenges. I love creating businesses and, you know, for all the hard work that's involved. And, you know, you don't do it by yourself. And it's not like you just go to the bank, get some money. Some cases you do. But for the most part, it's like, hey, you're convincing family members. You're convincing friends to join in on this idea. And, you know, so you're working, you know, it's not a 40-hour a day work week. It's more like 80, maybe even 100, you know, 100 hours a week that you pour into your business. And then all of a sudden the carpet is pulled out from underneath of you through no fault of your own. And this is all because of what the China virus has done to us. And at some point, I guess China may be hope upon hope, that their influence is such that they can somehow mitigate their responsibility. But I think it's a matter of time before the international community will hold China responsible for the release of this dangerous virus. With us right now is Mark Morano, number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This is according to a 2019 study in the journal Nature. Also executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, which pioneers climate and eco news centers. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, we've got the new administration coming in. We know right off the bat things that Donald Trump had put into action in regard to, I believe, you know, the environment and being responsible and not being so much of an ideologue about it. But all that's going to come to change. I mean, the Paris Accord will be back in. You know, things that I guess the XL pipeline is going to be stopped. There are other things that this administration will do to reverse as much of the executive orders that Donald Trump put into play that I believe were serving us well, that opened up business and opportunities and, you know, gave us a robust economy for three of the 4 years, except for COVID, right?
Absolutely. In fact, for decades, we've heard politicians, we need American energy independence. Ooh. Donald Trump's administration not only delivered energy independence, but energy dominance. And I'm going to quote you now the Energy Institute, U.S. Energy Institute, the EIA. In 2019, U.S. energy production exceeded energy consumption for the first time since 1957, and U.S. energy exports exceeded our imports for the first time since 1952. Donald Trump literally brought us back to Harry S. Truman's administration and Dwight David Eisenhower in terms of our energy dominance. It was back to the 1950s. And when you have energy dominance, when you're not relying on Venezuela, Russia, the Middle East, for your energy, your oil, what does that mean? It means a no to foreign entanglement. It means a no to endless wars. And that's what Donald Trump achieved. That is about to be wiped out in the first, you know, I mean, the first year or two of Joe Biden as he goes and attacks this unbelievable legacy. I mean, again, the first time since Harry S. Truman was president, we have more energy exports than imports. We have so much energy, we're now exporting it, and that's going to be reversed.
It's going to be a sad day, I mean, for us to return. But again, the people didn't, you know, shouldn't have gone in with their eyes closed on this. They knew what was going to come with Joe Biden because he proved himself under Obama. This is eight more years, well, four more years at least, of the Obama administration. So stay tuned. More from Mark Morano on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back in September, it was Nancy Pelosi that declared that Joe Biden would, in fact, be the 46th president of the United States. makes you wonder what she knew that we didn't, because she was pretty confident in making that statement. And, of course, this is going to be a reality. And with Joe Biden, it's going to be pretty much what we experienced under 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration, although I would think even more so in certain areas, Mark, they're going to double down, and this administration will be more weaponized than the Obama administration because, you know, past being prologue, and the way the culture has been conditioned by the establishment media and the cabal all associated with that which got you know, Joe Biden elected president, boy, the headwinds against conservative ideas are going to be heavy and frightful, aren't they?
They are. I mean, there's a new attitude now where they simply just don't care what conservatives believe, think, what any Republican thinks. They see us all as insurrectionist, racist, people who they don't have to pay any attention to. So they are just going to steamroll. And here's the scary question, Bill. The question is, in 2010, there was a huge blowback. We had the Tea Party revolt, right, which sadly led somehow to Mitt Romney being our nominee in 2012. But anyway, in 2022, I'm not sure that can be repeated, because if there's no election voting reforms, you're going to have two problems. A, the whole mail-in balloting. With no verification. And two, you're going to have a suppression of vote of conservatives because they don't think their vote matters. And I've already said, I lived in Georgia. I don't know that I would have even voted in that runoff. I thought it was a fait accompli. There was no point in voting in that second race. You know, without any reforms, what's the point? So I think we're not going to have a repeat of the Tea Party. So this is going to be as Joe Biden says, a dark era. He says dark winter, but I think it's going to be a dark era for conservatives.
Yeah, for liberals, it's whack-a-mo. Whack-a-mo on conservative. Anytime a conservative raises his head, they're going to find a way to knock it down. I mean, even media types are joining in on the suppression. We've got media companies telling hosts, you know, you shall not talk about voter fraud. I guess we shouldn't pursue the truth no matter where it leads. So, you know, you've got 75 million voters that, you know, they're not going to want to be in the fight all the time. So they're just going to shut up and just take it and be bitterly angry about this. And meanwhile, you've got the 46th president talking about unity. I mean, it's laughable, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, particularly when it comes to climate, energy debate, and I mean a lot of other debates as well, but when you have just one side saying, this is the truth, and if you disagree, you don't exist. I mean, YouTube has done that. If you say anything about COVID, you know, against lockdowns or anything, they'll say, if it contradicts the position of the World Health Organization, which is a Chinese-dominated corrupt organization, that's their standard. So you can't say anything that contradicts it. If you say something on Facebook that contradicts anything the United Nations or some liberal academic group says, you don't exist on Facebook. So it's like this imposing of truth upon us. And I would like to argue that there's a UK House of Lords member who actually was so shocked at how compliant the public has been with the COVID lockdowns, that he now wants to essentially continue this lockdowns, except this time for the climate emergency.
Exactly.
And we now know that Joe Biden is being urged to declare a climate emergency. So my argument would be, we have to not comply. You have to defy and not comply. The Berlin Wall didn't come down because the East German Parliament voted to remove it. It came down because the people no longer gave their consent. And has to be our strategy for the next couple of years. And we're seeing it now in places in Italy, others protesting against the lockdowns. But they're talking about a climate emergency lockdown, which will include restrictions on airline travel only when it's, quote, morally justifiable, unquote.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, John Kerry's licking his chops on this one. You got Kerry on climate, Beto O'Rourke on our Second Amendment right. Boy, the weapons are coming out, and get ready. This is the new America that Chuck Schumer promised, isn't it?
It really is. And that, I mean, this is, I'm trying to think of it. I mean, I guess you could say the first, you know, year of Clinton, when Hillary cared, that would have been 90. 92 he won. So 93 up until the Republican Congress was elected in 94. And then you have Obama in 2008. But this is beyond that in many important ways, because the opposition, i.e. Conservatives, libertarians, free market, we have been silenced, dissented, and our spirit has been crushed. And I can't say that enough. I mean, again, the reason the turnout, there was less Republicans voting in the Georgia runoff than there was the first time around, is because they don't have a confidence in the system. They're not going to go through, you know, futile actions. So I don't know. I don't know where this ends, but I do know that we are going to see the greatest advancement of progressive, centrally planned state in the history of the United States in the shortest amount of time in the next couple of years.
I think you're right, Mark, and I think it's a delusion of Republicans thinking that 2022 is going to be different. I mean, the fix is in, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're saying. The fix was in Georgia and this runoff. That's clear. And of course, you know, this upsets the left and the establishment media because they want to say, "Show me the proof." Well, there's proof. You just don't want to see it.
Yes, I mean, here's the thing. And where is our Republican Party now? Let's take a look. Mike Pence, who, I want to curse, but I won't, but who is excited about Vice President Mike Pence running for president and doing anything in the future? Here's why. He accepted the lockdowns. He accepted the mask mandates without a – he's on the same stage with Fauci getting the vaccine. Again, not a single challenge is capable from Mike Pence against what was imposed on us of the absurdity of this whole COVID thing with these lockdowns, which were promoted by China, never before done in human history, and have been virtually – and I have studies, dozens of studies, not any – detectable impact have lockdowns had other than to cause misery, which then causes higher death tolls from lack of cancer screenings. Anyway, so that's number one. Number two, where are the who are we going to go on Capitol Hill and get excited about? Mitch McConnell? Are we going to get excited about Lindsey Graham? Are we going to get this isn't our team anymore. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We don't have no
confidence. Well, they never were. They never were our team. This is why we love Trump.
Never. Yes.
Because Trump was the outsider. He was a non-traditionalist. He wasn't part of the establishment. And you think this is going to be solved by the establishment that's more interested in being served and then serving? And that's on both sides. With very rare exception, will you find a servant's heart coming from the Republican side? It's all about the survival and continuation of their political gains and their future. That's what this is all about. The system is rigged. It's a fait accompli. I'm talking about, you talk about systemic issues. That is a clear systemic issue. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi in there, all these professional politicians that the founding fathers never, and in fact, they warned us about having professional politicians. And here they are, they're well entrenched, making millions of dollars at the people's expense, and we're supposed to be okay with that, Mark.
They are. I mean, and this is our, I mean, who are we excited about in 2024? You know, is Pence going to be the nominee? I mean, why don't we just resurrect Mitt Romney? That's what I don't understand. I mean,
oh, Lord.
What we're facing. So I don't know I really think this comes down to just mass defiance. We can't. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. This isn't just politics. This is a government which in the last year has now full power to affect weddings, funerals, backyard barbecues, when you can leave your house, how long you can leave for, what the reason you're leaving for is, make you put something on your face when you go to a store. They're talking about mandatory vaccines in certain states. Virginia health directors call for it. New York State has had a bill to make vaccines mandatory. And hey, if it's not mandatory, guess what? CBS Ticketmaster, you can't go to a concert unless you can show proof of your immunity passport. You won't be able to fly to Europe,
exactly,
Australia.
Right.
I mean, so this is the new normal. And if we accept it, we deserve it. And no politician, and I'm including Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, all disappointments in my book in this whole thing. They tried, you know, fighting, but they never challenged the entire premise. When I see Ted Cruz wearing a mask, and when I see Rand Paul, it sickens me because they're playing this whole kabuki theater.
Right.
The mask we have to wear masks because this is such a threat that we have to justify the lockdown.
Well, we're out of time.
Sure.
Mark, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back, buddy.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historic low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it was Martin Niemöller who said, highly remembered quotation. It says, first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. It's almost like this is deja vu one more time, Lou Euler. I mean, the left is weaponized and they are coming after conservatives. The Republican Party seems to be in shambles right now. People heretofore, including Mitch McConnell, the leader, former leader, now the minority leader of the Senate going into this next session, has abandoned principles and abandoned 75 million voters that wonder what the heck is going on here. And the left is threatening to come after, cancel us, re-educate us, make sure that we don't have jobs, take us off the air, do things that would hinder our ability to provide for our families.
Yes, no, this is just a chaotic time where the regular media, the fake media, the social media, now that we know what they have been doing to distort delivery of the truth to the people, must be disciplined And all this nonsense about impeachment, et cetera, has to be halted in favor of what most Americans did, and that is voting for Donald Trump to be president once again.
Mm-hmm.
The down ballot results, the all the things that we have been able to observe, including the bellwether state of Ohio, which for decades has always gone with the presidential winner and went again with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. suggests that the voter mischief in the six target states must now be addressed by the United States Supreme Court by a properly filed federal action with the new Attorney General challenging the mischief that took place in those states, leading to the court deciding that the alternative method of choosing the president, which is one vote per state, in the Congress of the United States, is the way to straighten out this problem.
Well, Lou, with all the force right now, I mean, we've got media outlets telling the host not to say anything, not to talk about voter fraud. You can't say that anymore. If anybody brings that up, you're going to be immediately dismissed. Other pressures, I mean, it's like, we let's move on. Let's not even talk about this. I mean, this has been the problem. And the reason we are where we are right now is the whole issue of voter fraud. That can has been kicked up the road for decades, and now it's staring us straight in the face, and the prevailing powers are saying, thou shalt not talk about voter fraud. If you do, then your ability to provide for your family and your job is gone immediately.
Yeah, no, I agree that this is such a sensitive issue with many on the left, and they are unwilling to look at the hard facts of the real people. Look at the U.S. Postal Service worker who delivered thousands of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I mean, and all the Supreme Court has to do is not say, hey, they're right or wrong. It's just that the results are unreliable, and therefore what the founders put in the 12th Amendment that was passed in 1804, because they had similar difficulties in the 1800 election, should now be turned over to the United States Congress, where Republicans control 30 of the state legislatures, and Trump should prevail.
Well, it's clear to do something like that, demands courage, and there seems to be a blatant lack of intestinal fortitude to follow the remedy of the Constitution to address these issues. For whatever reason, I mean, this is amazing to me how the prevailing forces, and I'm talking about the ruling elites. Of course, the ruling elites want to stay in power, so they're not going to, they're not about to fess up. I mean, they are notably quiet on anything that has to do with questioning this or even providing any remedy to 75 million voters that say, look, we've been had here. We may not be able to talk about it, but the sentiment is there, it's real, and it's going to be a constant impediment to unifying our country, Lou Euler. And if we're serious about unifying this country, then we have to address, the painful truth of what happened. And now I understand that there are some people who say, well, there's nothing painful about it. Election has consequences. You lost, we won. So shut up and, let us take over. That's the way they're putting it. Hey, look, you may be in that position right now to do that, but whether it's Barack Obama, Joe Biden, or whoever it is, people don't want to be worked. And they have this sense. They may not fully understand, and they may not have all the facts, but there's enough evidence out there, as you said, whether we're talking a couple hundred thousand, you know, votes being shipped off to, you know, from New York to Pennsylvania. You've got the legislators from Pennsylvania themselves saying, look, we have 200,000 more votes than people here that, you know,
yes,
supposedly voted. You know, what's, you know, that's not even, it's not even mathematically feasible, and to maintain any kind of credibility, is there?
I think you're right, and it's still not too late, I believe, for the people who know that this election was stolen to stand up and be seen and heard, and use their access to the president and to the team there in Washington to suggest that this is not inciting to riot. This is a calm and appropriate use of the Constitution of the United States, and all we have to do is let the Attorney General file it instead of the state of Texas, which I think will reach the three new appointees to the Supreme Court. Already two members have indicated they would consider this. And so let's step back and let's be placid instead of this kind of stuff that's been going on, raucous claims that Trump staged a riot in the Capitol. That's nonsense. There was infiltration. The Trump people are not rioters by nation, by nature. So
right.
I think that's just foolish. And let's get back to calmness. Let's get back to rationality. Let's get back to our Constitution and the fundamentals that make our nation so great.
Exactly. Like, based on the truth. I mean, how about what is the truth of the matter, and that truth that will set us free, that will calm our nerves? But meanwhile, like you say, it requires an activated citizenry, one with calm and peace and you know, some compassion for your fellow man. And what you need to do is, I will tell you that your elected officials, they respond, if nothing else, emotionally, when their offices are deluged with phone calls and letters that say, this is unacceptable. You need to be on notice, and you need to, you know, even though right now, I mean, it would take an inordinate amount of courage for an elected official to do something about it. But I got to imagine if they start getting thousands of letters from their constituency saying this is unacceptable and you need to look into this, I believe it will be so overwhelming for them that they'll have no other choice but to address this. But we, the people, have an important role to play here if we're going to get to the truth, Lou, and I agree with what you're saying. Lou, how can the people be in touch with you and be part of the solution and not add to the problem?
Yeah, they can come to limittaxes.org urging the president to follow this calm and constitutional result.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rachel Alexander, regular contributor to Town Hall, political columnist, founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative, joins us now. Hey, Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good. We're down to the waning hours, minutes, seconds of the Donald Trump administration and era. And we are about to realize, what Barack Obama wanted to do early on and warned us about, and that is the fundamental transformation of America. Chuck Schumer says, look, if we win Georgia, we change America. So here we are. We're about to realize what that change looks like.
Yeah, I wrote an article about how Biden's America is going to be very different. And the reason I wrote that is because my left-wing friends keep trying to tell me, most Americans won't notice any difference underneath the Biden administration. Well, that's absolutely not true. You and I lived through the Obama administration. Yeah. You know, we saw what happened to our lives underneath that. And this is going to be far more dramatic because these people are emboldened, and we're going to see changes in our everyday life that are going to be horrible. And the main one that I go over a lot is going to be money, because yeah. they need to pay for all this social engineering that they're going to be doing, and most of us are going to be hit in the pocketbook, and we're going to have to start dropping things from our regular life that we are used to doing. So things like, going out to eat, we're not going to be able to afford that anymore.
What about the poor people? What's going to happen to them? I mean, because some of these dollars, affect them directly, even though they get entitlements and that sort of thing. I mean, you still have everyday expenses that come into play that are going to be taxed. So what's going to happen to them who gave their vote to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in hopes that, well, or at least under the threat that if they voted for Donald Trump, then, you know, he was going to take that check away. You're going to lose. You know, those doggone Republicans, they always want to take your check away. Until they finally realize that because of the promises that Democrats have made, that there's not enough money to go around, and that eventually the spigot that has been going to them all these decades is going to start to dwindle.
Right. Like, you know, I don't know how much, you know, you or your listeners know about how much you get when you're on welfare. But it's not a lot. You're not living well. You're, you know, you're barely getting by. And what they're going to see is they're going to see their rent going up. They're going to see sales tax on food going up. They're going to get hit in every single way. Whenever we raise taxes, it always hits the poorest people.
Exactly.
The worst disproportionately.
Yeah, and amazing, they keep voting for the same people to do this to them. What is wrong with this picture? And, you know, and in fact, in your piece, you feature, and we'll talk about this, and this is about the third world Uganda and how our presidential election wasn't much different than Uganda. And actually, I'm speaking out of turn here. I said you reference. You really don't reference. It just so happens that this individual looks like someone else that I had a conversation with when we were talking about entitlements. I asked him, I go, look at, you know, for all the money since the war on poverty in the mid-60s that President Johnson signed into effect, you know, I mean, we're talking, you know, trillions of dollars, Rachel. And I said, what's happened? I mean, after all the near, what, $30 trillion that we spent on the war on poverty, and we haven't even moved the needle? I go, what's going on? He goes, Bill, you got to understand. He goes, 70% of that money goes to administrate the war on poverty. So bureaucrats are the ones that are getting the lion's share, not the poor people of the country that it was designed to serve. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, I've always said that the difference between the left and us is they use tactics like lying. They have no problems with it, and that's why the poor people believe them, because they say the most horrible things about us that aren't true, and our side is, you know, too nice to ever, you know, fight back and go on the offensive. So we're stuck on the defensive, and we're trying to explain these complex things that you can't just explain that easily to a lot of people. A lot of people don't follow politics, and they don't. They don't think that, like when the left says, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory, when the right is trying to defend themselves that way.
Right.
So your average person, your average poor person, you know, isn't necessarily going to believe us, because the left makes us sound like we're Looney Tunes.
Well, and especially now, Rachel, as you know, the prevailing winds are so much against any kind of reasonable conversation, because big tech is controlling the narrative, combined with the establishment media. It's all part and parcel, and not to mention what the Confucius Institute is doing on the campuses of American universities today. They're controlling the narrative, and we're all being propagandized, and it's no wonder that we're so far away from the truth, and we're also at each other's throats. Just like you said, those on the right are trying to defend the indefensible, because, you know, we're not fighting one-on-one. It's one against five.
Right. They control so many aspects of society now, from the mainstream media to big tech to the judicial system. It's horrendous trying to get around them. And I think the only reason we've been able to in recent years and get Trump elected is because, you know, we've held out on the internet. We've been able to get around them and get our word out so people can see the truth and do searches themselves. But, you know, with the big tech censorship starting to crack down, I mean, my articles, you can't even find my town hall articles on Google. You can't go to Google News and do a search on my name.
Exactly.
They clean me out.
No, without a doubt. I mean, trust me, I know that firsthand myself. The what you touched on is so true. See, the power of our narrative is that we are earnestly pursuing the truth. Now, they have no conscience for the truth. The truth is irrelevant for them. It doesn't matter. because they've reduced it to relevant. Your truth is as good as my truth. It's okay. We can agree to disagree and all that kind of stuff, that warm and fuzzy kind of stuff that, that really doesn't work at the end of the day, because there's only one truth. And I'm not saying that everything that we say is truthful. I don't know how to be 100%, but I'm not purposely lying. I'm pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. That's my commitment. But they don't even have any commitment whatsoever. And even if they say they have a commitment, all you have to do is listen to what they say and you go, you guys aren't even in the zip code. It's like you're not even trying here. I mean, like, for example, what you wrote last week about, did Trump incite insurrection? Now, I have watched the video. I've read the transcript. Rachel, I don't get there. I don't get there where Nancy Pelosi is. I don't get there where Chuck Schumer and some of these Democrats that are so emotional, you know, whether it's Shifty Shift or Eric Swalwell, you know, these bastions of morality, you know, telling us that, Trump deserves to be impeached one more time. I don't get it.
Yeah, all of a sudden they develop morals, you know, now when it comes to this. I mean, these are the people that, you know, kill babies and think that everyone should just have sex anytime, anything, and there's no moral consequences. And there's, you know, they think elderly people should kill themselves with euthanasia. So who are they to preach at us? Who are they? You know, they ignore the Constitution until it suits their purposes. So now all of a sudden, oh, no, Trump is violating the Constitution. This is so awful.
Right.
I mean, these people are just the biggest hypocrites. They're the biggest liars. But they're coming at us so hard now that I'm going to have to write an article coming up soon about how we defeat the left's new aggressive tactics. Because the problem with our side is we're too nice, we don't lie, which we still can't do. But that just means we're going to have to come back at them harder than ever. So instead of expressing outrage, we need to go on the offensive, and we need to calculate in chess moves what their next move is going to do. And
exactly.
We've got to anticipate it.
Well, you're exactly right. But, of course, you know, what you just said, they could perceive as you were inciting, you know, violent action. But the fact of the matter is, in the history of man, there is a time for war and a time for peace. There was a time for the American Revolution, and there was a time for building things up and tearing things down. That is the cycle of our humanity. It's the cycle of nations that takes place. And so, you know, what needs to happen will happen, just like what happened on January the 6th, where people naturally came together in support of the Constitution and a president and what they believed. I mean, you're talking probably after the dust settled. They didn't want to announce the numbers there, but there was probably over 2 million people there. This is why it was so overwhelming for the D.C. police. They couldn't handle it. And even the Capitol Police. We even have one gentleman who had his kids there saying, well, you know, the Capitol Police opened up the gates. It was like a welcome. And we thought, hey, it's okay, you know, for us to go in. We didn't think we were doing anything illegal. They just opened the door up. So what were they to think? But anyway, the other thing I want to touch on, because we got less than a minute, and this is only unfair, but I'll point you to townhall.com where you want to go to read the full column on what Rachel put out here, and that is the comparative. Our presidential election wasn't too much different from third world Uganda. Sum it up real quick. We got about 30 seconds, if that's fair.
Yeah, basically the main difference is that this president in power, this Museveni, he is using the government to do a lot of the crackdown, whereas the left here is smarter, and they are, you know, using big tech behind the scenes. So it doesn't look as obviously crooked as if, you know, they're going directly through the government. But the tactics are all the same, and I go through and I list out all the tactics, you know, from using COVID restrictions to, you know, influence the elections and shut down the opposition.
Exactly. Well, check it out at townhall.com. Rachel Alexander has been our guest. Rachel, as always, appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets. We've